The Supplication on Tuesdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, and praise is His right, since Him deserves it, abundant praise. I seek refuge in Him from the evil of my soul, for surely the soul commands to evil, except as my Lord has mercy. I seek refuge in Him from the evil of Satan, who adds sins to my sin. I seek protection with Him from every wicked tyrant and unjust sovereign and conquering enemy. O Allah, place me among Thy troops are the victors, and place me in Thy party, for Thy party are the ones who prosper. And place me among Thy friends, for Thy friends no fear shall be upon them, nor shall they sorrow. O Allah, set right for me my religion, for it is the preserving tie of my affair. Set right for me my hereafter, for it is the abode of my permanent lodging. And to it I flee from the neighborhood of the vile. Make life an increase for me in every good, and death an ease for me from every evil. O Allah, bless Muhammad, the seal of the prophets, and the completion of the number of the envoys, and his household, the good, the pure, and his household, the good, the pure, and his companions, the distinguished. And give me on the Tuesday three things. Leave no sin for me unless Thou forgives it. And leave no grief unless Thou takes it away. And leave no enemy. And leave no enemy unless Thou repelst him. By means of in the name of Allah, the best of the names, in the name of Allah, Lord of earth and heaven, I seek to repulse every hateful thing, the first of which is his anger, and I seek to attract every lovable thing, the first of which is his good pleasure. So seal me with forgiveness from thee, O patron of beneficence.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena. Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salamun alaikum. Very welcome. This is another episode of today's special on the month of Ramadan, and we're going to speak about spirituality.
Love is everywhere. So much peace fills up the air. Ramadan, month of the Quran. I feel it inside me, strengthening my iman. How I wish you'd be here with me all year around. Ramadan, 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 ya Habib. Ramadan, Ramadan, laytaka dawman qareeb.
on Monday, that is today, 7th of Ramadan, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 28th of Isfand, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 8th of March, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. And Allah's Book. For today, we listen to chapter Al-Fatir, verse 10 from the Holy Quran.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم من كان يريد العزة فلله العزة جميعا إليه يصعد الكلم الطيب والعمل الصالح يرفعه والذين يمكرون السيئات لهم عذاب شديد ومكر أولئك هو يبور.
Whoever desires honor through power, then to Allah belongs all honor. To him ascends good speech, and righteous work raises it. But they who plot evil deeds will have a severe punishment, and the plotting of those, it will perish.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
During the last hours of his lifetime, when Imam Hassan, peace be upon him, was asked by one of his companions to advise him, Imam stated some valuable and effective admonitions for him, among which was, if you wish to be honored without having any tribe, and to have reverence without the power of government, then come out from the shade of sin of Allah and settle in the glory of the obedience of Allah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Dua for the seventh day of the month.
Allahumma a'inni fihi ala siyamihi wa qiyamihi wa jannibni fihi min hafawatihi wa athamihi وارزقني فيه ذكرك بدوام بتوفيقك يا هادي المضلين.
O Allah, on this day help me with its fasts and prayers, and keep me away from mistakes and sins of the day. Grant me that I remember you continuously through the day by your assistance, O the guide of those who stray.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Nawarta darbi, shukran. Shukran ya Rabbi,
shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. هديت قلبي شكرا نورت دربي شكرا شكرا يا رب
شكرا يا رب
يا منزل القرآن يا خالق الإنسان يا رب يا رحمن شكرا يا رب.
As I told you, we're going to speak about the spiritual benefits of Ramadan. One spiritual benefit of fasting during the month of Ramadan is that it increases a person's taqwa. This refers to awareness of Allah, and this is important to ensure one takes care of these endeavors in order to please Allah. Fasting during the month of Ramadan is also a way of investing in our akhirah or afterlife. Fasting holds great rewards, especially when done so with pure intentions. There are 8 gates to Jannah, one of which is only be entered by those who fasted in this life for the sake of Allah.
Mm-hmm. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today we are going to talk about the spiritual benefits and effects of fasting. In various religions, human success in traversing the path of perfection, that is closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is considered as pleasing God, and their failure in this growth and elevation is seen as displeasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In simple terms, spiritual rituals and acts of worship are a means of self-building and knowing Allah, which benefits humans. In disregarding or forgetting the essence of these acts, that is merely observing their outward appearance, leads to nothing but loss. One of the sacred times in Islam that is dedicated to self-building and during which the observance of fasting is prescribed, allowing humans to attain divine blessings, is the blessed month of Ramadan. Fasting has a history among pious individuals since ancient times, and some of its benefits will be mentioned. However, the important point is that the blessing of the blessed month of Ramadan is not merely in not eating and drinking, but in realizing Ramadan. Ramadan is firstly a specific state, not a specific time. In Arabic literature, Ramadan refers to the intense radiation of sunlight. Although the reason for renaming this month in the Arabian land was probably due to its coincidence with the peak of sunlight and heat, it can be said that Ramadan is the intense radiation of divine blessing. The highest result of divine blessing is illumination and realization, including the realization of the presence of the truth.
In the holy month of Ramadan, the month of Allah.
Be with IRIB English Radio, today's special.
Every day for 15 minutes.
ومضات خير للعباد ومضات نور للفؤاد ومضات خير للعباد ومضات نور للفؤاد.
The month of Ramadan is a practical self-training process on sincerity and honesty of the believer. How? The one who breaks the fast is breaching the pledge with Allah. Therefore, fasting improves and increases his sense of honesty when he refrains from anything that could break his fast, even whilst in seclusion. Of course, one is not forced to fast in the month of Ramadan. There is no authority to check man's behavior or compel him to observe fasting. One may pretend to be fasting in front of people if his heart does not have any fear of his Lord. Fasting is an act of worship that is offered of the Creator with full devotion and sincerity, hoping only for the rewards from Him, Allah.
أرجو رضاك يا الله أنت الرحيم يا الله هبني عطاك يا الله أنت الكريم منك العطاء يا الله أنت العظيم يا الله فيك الرجاء يا الله أنت الحليم
الرحمن الستار ملك الملك الغفار الوهاب المنان
الرحمن الستار ملك الملك الغفار الوهاب المنان المتعال
الله الله يا ربي يا الله
الله
يا ربي يا الله.
Another nice sentence. Fasting is a holistic spiritual experience that possesses a huge question mark for those who grasp the wisdom behind this obligation. How? A fasting person should ponder on the spirit of caring and sharing which fasting develops in Muslims. All fasting Muslims share the same pain, hunger, thirst, and bitterness of deprivation while fasting with the poor and needy. Ramadan creates a social and humanitarian context that fosters compassion for the needy around the world. By our voluntary hunger and thirst, we realize what it means to be deprived of basic necessities of life. Ramadan is a time to remember and help those who are less fortunate. Moreover, or Muslims also feel the joy of breaking their fast and relish thankfulness to Allah. The poor people rejoice at their wealthy brothers who are sharing their pain and suffering with them. They rejoice at the thought that their wealthy brothers help them to ward off the scourge of hunger and bitter deprivation. Fasting rejuvenates the concept of social solidarity among the community.
The realization of divine presence in His presence has different degrees. And in the history of Islam, the first person to attain the peak of Ramadan was the Holy Prophet ﷺ himself. This is because through an inner revolution and mystical absorption, he attained knowledge that led to the immediate reception of the Holy Quran. This Ramadan of the Holy Prophet of Islam, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which occurred during the month of Ramadan, bestowed a spiritual fame upon this month and left this lesson for other eager individuals. Everyone can experience a Ramadan in this month. Or in other words, just as his Ramadan had such an achievement during the month of Ramadan, others can also achieve an effective intellectual change and transformation in their lives during this month. Therefore, the month of Ramadan is a reminder and an opportunity to attain spiritual divine blessings. Fasting has numerous spiritual effects, dear brothers and sisters. The first effect that we need to talk about is piety and abstinence. The most important outcome of fasting, based on the verses of the Holy Quran, is attaining the precious essence of piety or taqwa. The purpose of this obligation of fasting is the spiritual training of humans and placing them on a great path that leads to piety. The expression that says, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that you may become righteous.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode. Please keep us in your dua and supplication. Have a nice time, and we leave you in Allah's protection.
Subhanaka Rabbi, Subhanaka ma azama shanak, nad'uka wa narju ghufranak, nad'uka wa narju غفرانك ربي.
Food for thought.
Hello everyone, and our condolences to you all. Since today is the 7th of the month of Ramadan, this is the day when Abu Talib, the primordial Muslim and defender of Islam and Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, left the world. Here is a statement worth pondering upon from his bereaved nephew, the Almighty's last messenger. The Quraysh could not raise a hand against me until my uncle, Abu Talib, died. Take pieces of bread from me, and your soul will never be broken. if I am your haven, you will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all powers. IRIB English Radio.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Ammar.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. In the day of Qiyamah, in the day of judgment, which is the end of life, we as a mu'min don't want to face the hardships. Very unfortunately, in the modern world, we all human beings, mostly not all of them, but majority of human beings are tricked by the Western societies, which is based on an idea saying that life is once and enjoy it as much as you can. This is the most false sentence, most wrong sentence. No, life is not only in this phase, only on this planet, on this earth. No. According to Allama Tabatabai, we have to came to this world and we are not going to finish. We are not going to be totally eliminated. No, we will survive for millions and millions and millions of years. Either in this phase or in the phase of Barzakh or in the day of Qiyamah, and then afterwards in heaven, inshallah. So life is not going to end up. So we have to plan for this long period. We are not going to plan only for this 60, 70, 80 years and that's it. And the Western societies and Western philosophy says life is only just 60, 70, 80 years. And then the natural result is people are trying to achieve all the pleasures in this life. And this is not good. No, this is not good. We have to achieve pleasures by remaining in the path of Allah Subhanahu wa Taala, in the path of God. We are not going to do anything which is going to destroy our eternal life, because life is not only this 50, 60, 70 years. Life is much longer than this. We are going to live for millions of years. We have to be very careful. And let me tell you very clearly, my dear brothers and sisters, so fasting will help us a lot in this part. We can die in any minute. We can die in any second. Maybe we die today. Maybe we die tomorrow. Maybe we die next month or next year. We don't know. And everybody, at every day we are watching, there's a lot of people are dying around us. So death is one of the most essential reality. We cannot deny it. We are going to face death. And when we face death, the day we will die and the day we enter into our graves, that point is basically the beginning of our eternal life. So we have to plan for that part. We have to plan. In this beautiful hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "As-sawm junnatun minan nar." So if we want to prevent ourselves from facing the wrath of God, and among the wrath of God, it could be a lot of things. On the top is facing the fire of hellfire. No one of us want to face that kind of wrath. So what can prevent us from that situation? So Saum fasting is the most important thing here. The fasting will turn into a shield which is going to protect us from the hellfire. Hellfire means from the wrath of God. If we want to protect ourselves from the wrath of God, we have to go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through fasting. Fasting will help us to stay in the mercy of God, to stay with the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Awliya means all the prophets, Prophet Muhammad at the end, and then Ahlul Bayt alayhi wa sallam, and then their close ones like Salman al-Farsi, like Abu Zar, like Miqdad, like Rushayd al-Hajari or Rushayd al-Manaya, like Misam al-Tammar. If you want to stay with us away from hellfire, then we have to start this from fasting, inshallah. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa salam alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Ammar in the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا
قد عودك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرج.
Assalamu alaikum, respected brothers and sisters, dear Muslims all over the world. Ramadan Mubarak to all of you. May Allah Almighty, inshallah, bless us in this holy month. And may you, inshallah, include us in your du'as as well. Welcome to IRB English Radio. Let's recite the Quranic Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRB English Radio in cooperations with Sevier International Schools Network. I really welcome you all. And I'm glad to let you know that we have Brother Hussein Ruhullah, Hassan Nasrullah, Ali Nasir and Fawad Haider with us today in this session. Everyone, salam alaikum. Hussein, salam, how are you?
Alaikum salam, sir.
Are you good? Alhamdulillah. How are you doing with Ramadan?
That's good, sir.
Good? Alhamdulillah. Ali Nasir?
Alhamdulillah, sir. Alhamdulillah. Great.
Good. And Hassan?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
Alhamdulillah, mashallah. And Fawad? Inshallah, today we will talk about Ayah 50 Surah
Al-A'raf
on page
156.
So, everyone, let's listen to the recitation of this ayah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وَنَادَى أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ أَصْحَابَ الْجَنَّةِ ونادى أصحاب النار أصحاب الجنة أن أفيضوا علينا من الماء أو مما رزقكم الله قالوا إن الله حرمهما على الكافرين.
That was a nice recitation, mashallah. Make sure, brothers and sisters, dear listeners,
to stay with us till the end of this session. It won't take long, but you will learn how to recite this ayah beautifully. And you will learn what the ayah talks about. So, let me read it once. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ونادى أصحاب النار. So sad. It's so sad. There will be people who will be begging. Okay, we got some beggars here. ونادى أصحاب النار. أصحاب النار. They inmates, the people in the hellfire. They will scream out. They will shout out. Okay, what? Who? Shout out to who? Who are screaming? They are asking who? أصحاب
الجنه.
The inmates of?
Heaven.
So the inmates of hellfire, they are screaming, oh, أصحاب الجنه. Alright?
Yes.
They're calling upon them. Calling them out. What? Why are they calling them out? أن أفيضوا علينا من الماء. What? Pour on us some water. Give us some water. Or أو مما رزقكم الله. Or something of what Allah Almighty has provided you with. So, what do you think the inmates of the heaven will answer? Will respond?
They said, I'm stingy.
They said that these water are not, it's haram for the
camels. Ah, mashallah.
They are haram.
Yeah. Whatever Allah, they will say, قالوا, the inmates of the heaven will tell them, sorry. إِنَّ اللَّهَ حَرَّمَهُمَا عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ. Allah Almighty has indeed forbidden this to those who are faithless. So look, there is a very beautiful Persian poem. I want to read it for you and explain it. It says, صَدْهَا چراغ دارد و بیراه می رود بگذار تا بیفتد و بیند سزای خویش. It says he has hundreds of lights with himself, hundreds of lights of guidance with himself, but still he kind of doesn't use them, doesn't hold them to find his way. So if he doesn't care, let him go and fall down and understand what he has really done. All right. So this faith that Allah Almighty, God forbid, he is not stingy. Or the inmates of the heaven are not stingy.
Yes.
This is what they have done to themselves. Let's practice what we have about tajweed rules. And let's see how to recite this ayah beautifully, okay? But before that, who's going to recite this ayah once?
Me.
Hassan. Brother Hassan Nasrullah is going to recite this for us. Yep. Please.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ونادى أصحاب النار أصحاب الجنة أن أفيضوا علينا من الماء أو مما رزقكم الله
أحسنتم
قالوا إن الله حرمهما على الكافرين
أحسنتم. Thank you so much. God bless you. God bless you. Remember, whenever you start reciting أعوذ بالله and Bismillah, there should be a slight pause between them, okay? أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In case you connect them, make sure you say أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله. Mi bismillah, mi. Pronounce the mi, okay? Pronounce the harat. All right, Hassan?
Yes.
That was great. So, anybody mention the tajweed rules, important ones? What do you think about the word nada?
It's a word.
You should extend the mat?
No.
Huh? Yeah, it's a word.
It's a word.
Yeah,
it's jais.
Jais to extend.
Jais. Yes.
Good. Why?
Because Hamza is in the next word.
Alright, so whenever you see a mad sign, take a look at that. Two cases. Could you tell us, Hussein?
Yeah, that mad and Hamza are in the same word.
Okay, if the Hamza is in the word, that mad is there?
Yes.
Okay.
Or they are not.
Or it's not.
Yes.
So if it is, if they both are in the same word,
it's wajib.
Wajib. Mad is wajib. You should extend it for 5-6 counts. In case they are in two separate words, What do you do?
It's jais.
It's jais. You can extend it or ignore it.
Yes.
But when you ignore it, you have to do it for, you have to extend it for two counts. Okay? When you skip it, it means two counts because you have the alif. Wanada. This much you have to read it because there is another.
قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض
حياتي. How to learn Quran easy? What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's Recite the Quran.
So وَنَادَى أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ. So look, one point about recitation. In recitation, we have different vocals. We have different voices, okay? We have sad voice. We have serious one. Sometimes the reciters, they recite an ayah seriously. They are not kidding with anyone, okay? Seriously, they're reading. For example, when Allah Almighty talks about a promise that he has about Day of Judgment, or for example Allah Almighty is serious about the severe punishment for the faithless people, okay? Or Allah Almighty is serious about his guidance, that he is only guiding the people who are like this. So the reciters recite it seriously, with a serious voice, strictly. Sometimes the reciters recite an ayah very sadly. وَنَادَى أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ أَصْحَابَ الْجَنَّةِ أَنْ أَفِيضُ. Like this. Or even sadder than this, okay? More grieving. Sometimes they recite an ayah very happily. With what?
Beautiful.
With a very happy sound. With a very beautiful sound. That shows that the ayah is explaining
a good thing.
A good news.
A message, really.
A good message it has. Like that. So, for example, when Allah Almighty talks about the believers, the blessings that they will receive on the Day of Judgment, the reciters usually recite these things, this ayat, okay, in a beautiful and so happy. There is no grief, there is no sadness in their vocals. Alright?
Yeah.
Yes.
You will learn them, inshallah. Maqamat, it's called.
Yeah.
Like we have Nahawand, Bayat. We have a lot of Ajum, okay? Different vocals we have that they are professional classes they need, okay? That you can take professional classes and learn them. So, وَنَادَى أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ. About Noon Mushaddad, tell us about it, Fawad. Because we have two of them, Nar and Jannah.
Yeah, so in both of these words, there's a Noon with Tashdeed. And usually when Noon comes with Tashdeed, it means you should extend the sound.
We have it in the word إِنَّ اللَّهَ.
Yes.
Alright, so?
You should increase the duration of the sound.
All right.
Like ashabun nar, something like
that. Good job.
Yes, and also produce a nasal sound.
Nasal sound. And also it applies with the letter
mim.
Mim aw mim. So mim mushaddad, nun mushaddad. You should extend them for two counts, the sound and also a nasal sound.
Yes.
That's it. So an afidu alayna min al-ma'i ma. The mad is
wajib.
أو مما رزقكم الله جيم. Hassan told us it is.
It is optional for you to pause or to continue.
Yeah, better to say you're allowed to make a pause.
Yes.
You're allowed to make a pause because normally you have to read.
Yes.
But you're allowed to make a pause. Okay. إن الله حرمهما على الكافرين. Nothing else. Just the word Allah is pronounced with an ah sound and time to recite. In applied rules. Ready, everyone?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Brothers and sisters, if you're ready, listen and repeat. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
ونادى أصحاب النار أصحاب الجنة أن أفيضوا علينا من الماء
ونادى أصحاب النار أصحاب الجنة أن أفيضوا علينا من الماء
أن أفيضوا علينا من الماء أو مما رزقكم الله
أن أفيضوا علينا من الماء أو مما رزقكم الله
قالوا إن الله حرمهما على الكافرين
قالوا إن الله حرمهما على الكافرين
صدق الله العلي العظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم
Thank you so much. That's all from us for today, brothers and sisters, dear listeners. Thanks for being with us. See you in the next session. Thanks, Fawad, Hassan, Hussein, Ali Nasir, for being with us in this session. Stay with us, brothers and sisters, dear listeners. See you in the next session. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajahum.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان
The ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطاهرين Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters, I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another special edition of the program The Ocean of Dua. In this special edition during the holy month of Ramadan, we will be having a look at different parts of the supplication Abu Hamza Sumali. We will be bringing you different commentaries on some parts of this dua. We'll be back after you listen to these parts.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim Ilahi Law qarantani
بالأصفاد ومنعتني سيبك من بين الأشهاد ودللت على فضائحي عيون العباد وأمرت بي إلى النار وحلت بيني وبين الأبرار ما قطعت رجائي منك وما صرفت تأميلي للعفو عنك ولا خرج حبك من قلبي أنا لا أنسى أياديك عندي وسترك علي في دار الدنيا.
Brothers and sisters, we were discussing this part of the supplication of Abu Hamza Thumali. إلهي لو قرنتني بالأصفاد ومنعتني سيبك من بين الأشهاد ودللت على فضائح عيون العباد وأمرت بي إلى النار وحلت بيني وبين الأبرار ما قطعت رجائي منك. Oh Allah, if I had been yoked to and tied with chains, if I were cut off from the flowing stream of your bounties, and I was in the presence of the witnessing people that were all eyes to see how I was exposed to infamy and disgrace, even if I was ordered to proceed to hell, and even if there was a barrier put between me and the pious ones, even then, ما قطعت رجائي منك, I would not cease to have hope. وما صرفت تأميلي للعفو عنك, I would not stop from expecting your pardon. لا خرج حبك من قلبي. O Allah, this, all these things would not take away your love from my heart. أنا لا أنسى أياديك عندي. I have not forgotten the bounties. وسترك علي في دار الدنيا. I have not forgotten your concealment and protection that you made available for me in this world. Regarding this part of the supplication of Abu Hamza, we said that Imam alayhi salam is teaching us two practical ways of nurturing the love of God. First, to pay attention to the blessings of the Almighty Allah. أنا لا أنسى أياديك عندي was mentioned right after the part where Imam says لا خرج حبك من قلبي. So it seems this phrase is acting as a phrase teaching us the reason. How should we nurture this love of God? Why doesn't this love of God exit the heart of such a servant? Because أنا لا أنسى أياديك عندي, I would not forget your bounties. And then وسترك علي في دار الدنيا. This is the second reason. Paying attention to God's concealment of our sins. Concerning the sins we commit in private, God has provided the ground for other people not to become aware of them. This is the thing we mostly neglect. This is also one of the great blessings that God has given man. Sometimes, when man is alone, he commits a wicked act, but God the Exalted conceals the sin from public view. Had it not been for this blessing, that man could not afford to be present in public. And for this reason, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam says, أَنَا لَا أَنْسَى أَيَادِيَكَ عِنْدِي. O Allah, I do not forget your helping hand upon me. I do not forget your protection, your concealment. وَسِتْرَكَ عَلَيَّ فِي دَارِ الدُّنْيَا. I had so many secrets in this life, in the life of this world, but you were the one who held my hand. You were the one who concealed my sins and my secrets from the people.
Ramadan, Ramadan, Ramadan.
The ocean of dua.
So, when Imam says, أَنَا لَا أَنْسَى أَيَادِيَكَ عِنْدِي وَسِتْرَكَ عَلَيَّ فِي دَارِ الدُّنْيَا, we have to reflect upon ourselves. If during the holy month of Ramadan, we do not prepare ourselves for a program such as this program, that we must try to remember, we must try to remind ourselves the mercy, the bounties and blessings of the Almighty Allah. If we do not prepare ourselves, we will not find any time more suitable than this. If we do not benefit from these opportunities, the opportunity of sacred month of Ramadan, a time will come when we will regret, when we will be at loss. So there suddenly will come a time that we will come to our senses. We will realize that another month of Ramadan has passed, but we have not repented for our sins. We are not relieved of those afflictions we got ourselves into. But by paying attention to the blessings of the Almighty Allah, by paying attention to sitraka alayya fi dari dunya, to the protection of the secrets, to the concealment of our sins in this world, we will be stepping up towards this journey of our program, our self-perfection during the month of Ramadan. If we do not fulfill the rights of people, if we do not stop backbiting and lying, and other things we commit daily, we will regret the time we have missed this opportunity of the Almighty Allah. Because Imam says, أَفَبِلِسَانِي هَذَا الْكَالْ أَشْكُرُكَ أَمْ بِغَايَةِ جُهْدِي فِي عَمَلِي أُرْضِيكَ. Can I, with this heavy tongue of mine, thank you, or with my utmost effort satisfy you? وَمَا قَدْرُ لِسَانِي يَا رَبِّ فِي جَنْبِ شُكْرِكَ وَمَا قَدْرُ عَمَلِي فِي جَنْبِ نِعَمِكَ وَإِحْسَانِكَ. What is the value of my good deeds compared to your gifts and patience with me? Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us. We are done with this part of supplication of Abu Hamza al-Thumali, and we will move on to another part in the next episode, God willing. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
I need you by my side. I wish to be close to you through all my life. Ya Allah, oh Allah, be with me all the way.
Every night and every day, every night and every day, never forget to say La ilaha illallah. Never forget to say La ilaha illallah.
IRIB English Radio, a herald of unity and solidarity amongst Islamic denominations.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله. لا إله إلا الله.
answering it down some questions, and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah, who is Ar-Rahman? Allah, who is Al-Mannan?
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. Welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio, we have a very special guest speaker from the Islamic House of Qom and Islamic scholar, Shaykh Rouhani. Assalamu alaikum, Shaykh. Welcome to the show.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
For today's discussion, we want to discuss another interesting topic regarding Islamic topics. It's very much related to a relation between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and human beings in terms of the creation. Now, the major question is that it is believed, and according to the verses of ayahs of the Holy Quran, we have that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blow some of his spirit into the spirit or the soul of the human beings. So if the human's soul is consisted of Allah's soul, why chastisement for some of the people in the other world?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. First of all, we should know that, as you rightly mentioned in the Holy Quran, it is mentioned explicitly that our soul is, or spirit is, from Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's soul. وَنَفَخْتُ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِي. This is the phrase that we have in the Holy Quran. And since Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not, let's say, obliged or majbur, as we can say, or predestinedly do something, that's why he is of free will. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has free will.
Yes.
So this is the nature of the soul that we are bestowed upon by Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
That's right.
That's why our soul is also equipped with free will, and we are free. So that's why, since we are free, since we have this capability to decide freely either to go to the right path or the wrong path, mm-hmm. it is our own decision, then we ourselves built either Jannah for ourselves,
yes,
or hell and Jahannam for ourselves. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us not for punishment, rather for gaining perfection, gaining proximity to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But of course, since we have this free will and we have this irada and ikhtiyar, as it is mentioned in the riwayat, based on which some of the people freely decide not to follow the right path.
Yes.
Then, of course, the punishment will be the consequences of their own deeds, not a divinely decision.
That's all right. So, and this is, I think, a very important virtue or merit for the human beings, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is better to say, breathe into the soul of the human beings from his own spirit, according to the ayah of the Holy Quran, Surah Sad, ayah 72. So when I proportionate him and breathe into him of my spirit, then fall down